WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's clear and 57 degrees in Atlantic. We look for sunny skies today, a high of 88. A red flag warning is in effect today from noon until 7 p.m., and that is for eastern Nebraska and southwest Iowa. The low humidities and dew points and winds gusting upwards of 35 miles per hour this afternoon are expected to create some dangerous explosive fire weather growth conditions. So those with ongoing harvesting operations and off-road vehicle operators are asked to use extreme caution today. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In area news, a Villisca teen was arrested early this morning in Montgomery County. Sheriff's officials said 16-year-old Nicholas Farwell was taken into custody at around 3 a.m. for possession of drug paraphernalia. His arrest took place following a traffic stop at 250th and Q Avenues. During a search of Farwell's vehicle, deputies discovered several items of drug paraphernalia. In addition to the drug paraphernalia charge, Farwell was cited for violating his graduated driver's license. He was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and processed before being released to the custody of a parent. I'll have more news in just a moment. News time is 7:07.
This is Jay from Lindeman Tractor in Atlantic, and wanted to talk to the guys here. We've got several good used grain carts sitting on the lot here. Several Kinsey 1050 Harvest Commanders set up here with tarps and scales and so on. If you're looking to upgrade or need an extra wagon with the forecasted crop we could have out there, we've got a real nice selection here. If you're needing a particular size cart or model of cart, we've got several others available. Also, if you're looking for new Kinsey grain carts, we have them as well. A lot of activity there and guys pricing, so get in here and we might be able to find a home for your good used trade. Right now, interest rates are really low. Financing shouldn't be a problem. Get you a good rate, get you in a new cart or an extra cart, get you through harvest. Give us a call here at Lindeman Tractor in Atlantic, your Kinsey dealer.
A Villisca teen escaped serious injuries on Tuesday night when the pickup he was driving ran into a ditch and hit an embankment. 16-year-old Damon Tyler Sunderman of Villisca told the Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies that he was traveling east on 250th Street and approaching the intersection with Highway 71 when he applied the brakes, which then apparently failed. The 2001 Dodge Dakota pickup he was driving went through the intersection and into the east ditch before coming to rest against the embankment. The accident, which happened around one-half mile north of Villisca, occurred at about 8:45 p.m. The pickup, owned by Brad Sunderman of Villisca, was considered a total loss. One person was arrested late Tuesday night in Montgomery County following an investigation into an alleged assault and a personal injury accident. Sheriff's Department said 21-year-old Kylie Karen of Villisca was taken into custody at around 10:45 p.m. at 5th Avenue and 1st Street. Karen was found following his flight from the scene of a personal injury motor vehicle accident which occurred in Adams County. Authorities said he was visibly intoxicated and emitted a strong odor of alcohol. Karen failed his preliminary breath test and was taken into custody on a charge of public intoxication. He was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $300 bond. Sheriff's officials in Audubon County said Tuesday that two local teenagers have been arrested in connection with recent incidents of theft and arson. 16-year-old Dustin Joseph Hunter of Audubon was taken into custody at around 4 p.m. Monday. He's been charged with arson in the second degree for aiding and abetting, theft in the second degree, aiding and abetting, and burglary. 17-year-old James Rathman of Audubon was also arrested in connection with those same incidents. Rathman faces charges which include burglary in the third degree, theft in the second degree, arson in the second degree as an accessory after the fact, and theft in the second degree for aiding and abetting. Hunter was transported to the juvenile detention center in Council Bluffs, while Rathman was released to the custody of his parents and his case referred to juvenile court services. Authorities said the arrests were the result of an investigation into the theft of a pickup, which was burned in the 2900 block of Falcon Avenue in Audubon County, and an ATV that was stolen and burned in the 1500 block of 260th Street. The incidents occurred during the evening hours of August the 5th and early morning hours on August the 6th. Last month, 20-year-old Mackenzie Jacob Belknap of Ottumwa was also charged in connection with the crimes. He faces first and second degree arson charges, along with two counts of burglary in the third degree and two counts of theft in the second degree. Belknap has entered a written plea of not guilty to the charges. A jury trial in his case will take place on November 29th. He remains in the Audubon County Jail on $25,000 bond. Police in Harlan say an Erling man was arrested last week for allegedly supplying alcohol to persons under the legal age. The incident allegedly occurred May the 28th. 21-year-old Cody Betances was taken into custody September 28th on an active Shelby County warrant. Betances was brought to the Shelby County Jail, posted a $1,000 bond on Monday, and was released. A pretrial hearing will take place October 17th in Shelby County District Court, with his trial set for November 15th. And a program designed to help young Internet users stay safe online was the subject of a workshop Tuesday night for parents and students in Council Bluffs. Shannon Seeger, a spokeswoman for the Internet Keep Safe Coalition, or iKeepSafe, says children are growing up in a world where their social life is coordinated through interactions online or through a cell phone. Seeger says kids need to be reminded how to act and interact.
Maintaining a positive reputation, keeping your personal information to yourself. Also, when you interact with other people, how to be a citizen about it.
Children need to be aware of predators, cyberbullying, harassment, and other threats. While the Internet can be a great place to connect with friends, Seeger says some people use social networking sites to humiliate and degrade others.
It doesn't just deal with bullying, it's harassment of all kinds. Child-to-child harassment, sometimes it's parent-on-teacher, child-on-teacher, many, many different variations on the cyberbullying.
She says there are increasing reports of children missing school, dropping out, and even taking their own lives because of nonstop bullying.
1 million children were cyberbullied last year on Facebook alone. So that doesn't take into account all the other social media and all the networking and messaging that children are doing back and forth.
The first workshop Tuesday in Council Bluffs was for teachers only and was directed at helping to teach their students to be responsible online. The second workshop last night was for parents and students, urging them to start their own at-home programs for safe, healthy, and ethical Internet use. You can learn more at www.ikeepsafe.org. KJAN News Time is 7:13.
This is Jay from Lindeman Tractor in Atlantic, and wanted to talk to the guys here. We've got several good used grain carts sitting on the lot here, several Kinsey 1050 Harvest Commanders set up here with tarps and scales and so on. If you're looking to upgrade or need an extra wagon with the forecasted crop we could have out there, we've got a real nice selection here. If you're needing a particular size cart or model of cart, we've got several others available. Also, if you're looking for new Kinsey grain carts, we have them as well. A lot of activity there and guys pricing, so get in here and we might be able to find a home for your good used trade. Right now, interest rates are really low. Financing shouldn't be a problem. Get you a good rate to get you in a new cart or an extra cart, get you through harvest. Give us a call here at Lindeman Tractor in Atlantic, your Kinsey dealer.
In our funeral announcements this morning, Judy Kula, age 78, of Audubon, died Saturday. Funeral services for Judy Kula will be held today at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Audubon. The Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon is in charge of arrangements. Jean L. Schmidt, age 83, of Anita, died Monday. Funeral services for Jean Schmidt will be held tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita. Roy Saul, age 85, of Manning, died Tuesday at the Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Funeral services for Roy Saul will be held Friday at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Manning. Johnson and Woodhouse Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Mercedes Bowers, age 94, of Manning, died September 19th in Colorado. Funeral services for Mercedes Bowers will be held this Saturday at 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Marie M. Ebert, age 93 and formerly of Erling, died February 12th in El Paso, Texas. A massive Christian burial service for Marie Ebert will be held at noon Saturday at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling, with the Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Harlan in charge of arrangements. Janet Margaret Hintz, age 92 of St. Paul, Minnesota and formerly of Avoca, died July the 25th. Funeral services for Margaret Hintz will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.